Hello, and welcome back to episode number 34 of Riso Radio. Y'all been played. I didn't even get cap. Y'all got played. Now, not intentionally by me. If you remember last episode... sorry, I can't take this seriously because my last episode was like 2 months ago. Last episode, I said, hey! In like 3 days, we're gonna have another, I don't remember what it's called. It's been so long, I don't remember, but I was gonna talk to someone, right? That didn't happen. And you're probably asking yourself, well, why haven't you uploaded in like 2 months, basically? Well, a couple different things. Let's just start off with the podcast is, by the way, I'm going to talk about leaks later today. So sorry, I'll like skip probably like a couple minutes. I'm going to have my brief monologue. So first, it's very hard to schedule and find different people to do the podcast with. I'm going to be completely honest with you. There's only so many people you can talk to until... I feel like it was getting boring for me, right? It was getting very boring for me, right? And I was already very preoccupied with other things. And then next, I just kind of didn't see a point to it because I wasn't really growing. I think I have about an average of 40 people listening to my podcast or whatever we desire to call it, right? Per episode. And not to say that's bad, but that's certainly not great. And you guys have seen certainly a decrease in, you know, just posts in general, simply because I've been getting busier and, you know, there's not that much YouTube stuff to cover. There's nothing crazy going on left, right, and center as opposed to before, right? But at the end of the day, I've simply been occupying my time with more non-YouTube things. And I've kind of just been tasting and trying things out. And right now, this has to suffer for me to change as a human being and to operate differently and, you know, do different things. So my apologies. I honestly don't know what the future of the podcast looks like still. I'm not very interested in it. And I don't think enough people get value from it for it to make sense to keep doing it, right? Because there's absolutely no growth, which is just, it's sad, right? It's hard and it's kind of sad. So anyway, we'll continue into the leaks because, well, that's why you're here, right? We'll go over, since I was gone for like 2 months, we'll go over kind of random highlights that, you know, I want to talk about. I believe the last episode was, you know, maybe I was gone for only a month. Oh, goodness. I don't remember. I think it was June 9th was the last episode. So if it's August, no, that's 2 months. So we'll go over some of the highlights in my mind. Number one on top of my list personally is got to be the plushes for the Motivational Lizard. So we're going to get Motivational Lizard plushes. And we're going to get Moi plush, the Easter Island statue, the Moi. We'll get one of those. I don't know what the dates on those are, but we know that there is a physical prototype already made for the Motivational Lizard, and they've been teasing it for months now. Oh my goodness, months and months and months and months. So that should be coming out, I would guess, early September, October area. No promises though, and absolutely no data to support those guesses, but that's what I'm thinking in my mind. We'll also be getting a Jay Schlatt plush. Geez, the internet absolutely raved over this. It was straight insanity. I think that post, I literally just posted a picture of Jay Schlatt plush and it got like 1,000 likes, which is ridiculous, absolutely redonkulous. But yeah, apparently people really like the Jay Schlatt plush idea. Who would have known, right? So we'll see where that goes. Again, no timing on when that will come out. kind of weird because J. Schlett plush is very vanilla and doesn't at all look like his figures. Not that that's good or bad. It's just I didn't expect that, right? But then outside of that, we have the only other thing that really shocked me or blew my mind outside of the plushes, because I really feel the plushes were by far the best thing to come out of, you know, U2's in a while. Other than, you know, some upcoming figures that got delayed that I can't tell you guys about, but geez. Oh, for example, Cuphead. I know Cuphead 100% got delayed because it's already, you know, August in this recording, and they said it would come out in June. I don't know when it's delayed, but boy, oh boy. They're dropping some heat on that. On that, when those come out, that by far, the Cuphead drop has to be the best drop U2's will have ever come out with. Genuinely. It has to be the best. I don't know how it could be any worse, right? It has to, in my mind, it is the best drop, and it hasn't even come out yet, right? We should also have Kool-Aid Man this summer, but again, it's August, so don't really know what the deal with that is. Also, they said there's going to be a plush. I don't know when any of that's going to be coming out, because I recall them saying summer, but you know, we're already in August and no leaks, so expect there to be a large delay. Then in a couple of weeks, we also have Crying Carson. He also just recently got delayed to about, I think we're at 15 days now. He was 2 weeks, but then he got pushed to 3 weeks. So that was just an anomaly that I don't know why. I believe Persian Cat got pushed up a week instead. So unfortunate, but the way it is, right? Also, why did they make Persian Cat? I didn't think they were going to make Persian Cat. They did, and it makes me uncomfortable. A couple other rando things that we have is we have another like 6 foot type figure, except this time it's Jonah, which I didn't expect. I don't know why they're making a 6 foot Jonah, but they made him a 6 foot Jonah, which makes me think, did they only make one for him, or did they make multiple for selling as well? I honestly couldn't tell you. It's odd.
Sorry.
It's late at night when I'm making this. But yeah, they're making Jonah a 6 foot figure, and it's been shown in quite a few of David Dobrik's like videos posts, because I believe it's in David Dobrik's house. Again, don't really know why, but it is. So we'll have to see what comes of that. I highly doubt it'll be sold publicly, just because it costs a fair amount of money to get a 6 foot, but we'll have to see. Then another thing that I found quite interesting was the masks. U2's will be making masks. It looks like they teased more pictures in DMs in one public picture. So I guess they're making masks now. I don't know how much they'll be sold for. I believe they'll be in packs is what they were talking about earlier. But we'll have to see as that develops. I don't even know how they'll perform, because I feel like everyone and their dog has a cloth mask, or I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, it's not going to be anything crazy in my opinion, right? Because it's just cloth, right? As opposed to a surgical mask, which is, I believe, more effective than cloth. But you know what? People can do whatever they desire, right? Then we also have the upcoming giveaway. Bricks and I are putting that on. Week 18 is literally just around the corner or something like that. Not week 18. Week number 8. Yeah. There are so many figures. Like, you guys just don't understand what Bricks did to get these figures. It arguably one of the craziest things I've ever seen happen in the U2's community, period. But Bricks put a lot of work into that, so I would really mean a lot if you guys entered, because that's kind of how we gauge A, interest, right, and B, effectivity. By far one of the craziest drops we've done. I know you guys will like it, because the list got leaked and people kind of went nuts over it, so I'm really glad that's coming to fruition. That's literally, I believe, this upcoming week or the week after that. I'm not quite sure, to be honest. And then another couple of random things that I just found interesting over these 2 months of hiatus. I don't even know what to call it, right? 2 month hiatus. We have the more 3D models of this time. I posted about this, but it's effectively like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, it was released on Twitter. It was pictures of figures that have already been released, like Ricky Berwick. I believe Jay Schlatt was in there. That boy, and maybe Carson. I'm not sure about that one, but it's all of the animations. I don't know if you recall, but like the animation of that boy throwing his wheel above his head, right? That was in there. Ricky Berwick with like Cheetos and stuff. It looks like they're making a game. That's all I can really say. It looked like they're all screenshots that were fused together. There's also Dead Meme Sitting. It looks like they're all for a game. I'm very much convinced that it's going to be for that. But then again, I can't confirm that, right? But that was probably one of the weirdest things to come out in a long time, because it's very mysterious and it's a lot to digest because it's different figures. It looked like they were... They didn't look like YouTubes, right? They didn't look like concepts or even the like physical IRL pictures. So they look rendered almost. So that's why I would say it's a game. And I've seen the Dat Boy one that's an animation, right? So I'm just like, okay, so that means they must all be animations if Dat Boy one is, you know, an animation that we've seen before. So it looks like they've gotten really, really far. In terms of how many characters they've had, you know, bits and pieces animated for. The Vault. The Vault has still not come out, and I don't know how, and it breaks my brain every single day. It's one of those things that I will never stop complaining about until it comes out, because I want The Vault. So, for 2 months, again, like I said, actually not that much stuff has been going on. Because stuff has just been getting delayed and pushed back and thrown to the side, which is just unfortunate because I really thought this summer was going to be popping. But, you know, it's kind of just been pretty docile from what I've seen. But thank you all for listening to the podcast. Will I be posting more of these in the future? Yes, just way, way less frequently. Will I do months at a time? Absolutely not. I'll probably do once every 1 or 2 weeks, right? I'm just pushing the volume down, right? Just because I don't find that many leaks that I find interesting, right? And a lot of it is already documented on like my Instagram and Twitter, so I just don't see a reason converting it to audio. We'll have to see what happens to talking to that, you know, that little segment. I don't really know what I want to do with it, because like I said before, finding people to do it with is tough. Like, there's not as many people as you would think to interview as you would think. So I don't know. That's just what's going around in my brain. But anyway, thank you all for listening to the podcast, and I will see you all in the next episode.